Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Grasso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Connie Marrero. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Connie Marrero. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marrero fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is hit by the pitch. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cohn moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is walked intentionally. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simpson moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Simpson scores. Tipton goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Avila reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso takes first base on ball 4. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grasso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a pop-up towards short. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields the ball and throws to Marrero covering. Safe. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lemon, and towards Rosen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Grasso hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Marrero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Simpson moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell, who is chasing the ball. Cohn reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cohn scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Tipton and he is safe. Vernon steals second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Easter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grasso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero is 0 for 2 in the game. Marrero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Simpson hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tipton strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grasso fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Cohn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon strikes out. 1 out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Wally Westlake pinch runs for Dale Mitchell. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Avila bunts towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Westlake moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 4 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Westlake scores. Avila moves to third. Doby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Easter is walked intentionally. Bill Glenn pinch runs for Luke Easter. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 4 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Avila scores. Doby scores. Glenn moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Glenn scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 7-1, Indians. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Wally Westlake now playing left field. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Vernon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Indians. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Vernon moves to third. 2 outs. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Mickey Grasso. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.